This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today interact and address the contingent of Indian athletes who participated in the recently concluded Asian Games. He will host the sportspersons in New Delhi for their outstanding achievement at the Asian Games and to motivate them for future competitions. India won a total of 107 medals, including 28 gold medals, in Asian Games concluded in China on Sunday. This is India's best performance in the Asian Games in terms of total number of medals won. Congratulating the Indian contingent on their phenomenal achievement, the Prime Minister said every awe-inspiring performance has made history and filled the hearts of countrymen with pride. The program will be attended by the athletes of the Indian contingent for the Asian Games, their coaches, officials from the Indian Olympic Association, and representatives of the national sports federations. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today held a telephonic conversation with Prime Minister Narendra Modi and briefed him on the ongoing conflict with Palestinian terrorist group Hamas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi thanked him and said, "The people of India stand firmly with Israel in this difficult hour." He added that India strongly and unequivocally condemns terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. The fighting began on Saturday after Hamas launched a surprise attack from the Gaza Strip, threw a barrage of rockets at Israel, and sent a wave of fighters who gunned down civilians and took them hostages. In retaliation, the Israel Defense Forces initiated strikes within Gaza. Meanwhile, Israel has claimed that it has re-established control over the Gaza border after Hamas terrorists broke through the barrier on Sunday. The Israeli military is also planting mines where Hamas had toppled the barrier during their weekend assault. This comes after Israel's latest round of airstrikes, following a threat from Hamas to execute an Israeli captive every time Israel bombed a Palestinian home without warning. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh held talks with his Italian counterpart Guido Crosetto in Rome yesterday. The Raksha Mantri is on a four-day visit to Italy and France. Mr. Singh, who reached Italy yesterday on the first leg of his two-nation visit, held discussion with Mr. Crosetto. Opportunities in defense industrial cooperation and agreement was discussed, and an agreement was signed to promote defense cooperation between the two countries. The Raksha Mantri suggested to foster the interaction of the Indian startups with the Italian defense companies. Agreement was signed. According to the Defense Ministry, both sides were also discussed training, sharing of information, maritime exercises, and maritime security under a host of defense cooperation issues. Union Finance and Cooperate Minister Nirmala Sitharaman embarked on an official visit to Marrakesh in Morocco today. She will attend the annual meetings of the World Bank Group and the International Monetary Fund. The minister will also take part in G20 Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors meeting. Women and Child Development Minister Smriti Irani today launched the Protocol for Management of Malnutrition in Children in New Delhi to combat acute malnutrition. This protocol will provide detailed steps for identification and management of malnourished children at the Anganwadi level, including decision-making for referral, nutritional management and follow-up care. Over 18 lakh accounts to the tune of over 11,000 crore rupees have been opened under Mahila Samman Savings Certificate 2023 across the country. Communication Ministry said the new scheme Mahila Samman Savings Certificate was launched on 1st of April this year. The two-year tenure scheme offers an attractive and fixed interest of 7.5% compounded quarterly. In ICC Cricket World Cup League stage match between defending champions England and Bangladesh is underway in Dharamshala. Chasing a target of 365 runs set by England, Bangladesh was 75 for 4 in 14.2 overs when reports last came in. In the second match of the day between Sri Lanka and Pakistan is also underway in Hyderabad. Sri Lanka were 194 for 2 in 26.3 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.